Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Thank you. And a longtime friend of mine, Brian Adams, joins us now, Louisiana State Fire Marshal, talk about heating and fire safety. Morning, Brian. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Tommy. Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, I wish you would have started better. Six deaths, I think it was, in a week. Two more fatal fires as of recent. Tell me what's going on as far as the deaths in Louisiana due to fire as a result of the cold weather.
Yeah, so actually we're at 11 victims today, Tommy.
Wow.
Eight fires since the first of the year, and we're at 11. Last year it was the 11th of the month before we had our first, so it's been... It's been quite busy for my investigators and our team. So
tell me, Brian, in the time we have, just tell us some ways to try to prevent this type of thing in the future, please, if you can, as the weather continues to be cold.
So of the eight fires, we can't confirm that a single one of them had a working smoke alarm. Mm. So, you know, I want to take this opportunity again to talk about our Operation Save a Life program. Well, we have smoke alarms that we will give to residents who don't have them in their homes free of charge. If you call your local fire department, they'll be happy to come out and install those smoke alarms. And look, the smoke alarm is the first line of defense when you have a fire in your home. You really need to have one. It'll alert you in enough time to get out, get your family out, to make sure that you're safe. Again, call your local fire department. We have on hand still many of those 34,000 that we got donated to us from Lowe's over in Slidell. So, look, you got to have a smoke alarm. It's so, so important.
And how do they go about getting it? Do you contact the local fire department, Brian?
Yep, if you contact your local fire department, and if the local fire department's not part of the program, if you go to our website, which is lasfm.org, you can request one directly from our office.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your time. 11 people lost their lives already due to fires in the state. It's sad. Thank you, sir. Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. A couple other things. You want to make sure a space heater is 3 to 5 feet from any combustible object. You want to plug all heating appliances directly into wall outlets, not power strips or extension cords. Never use your stove or your oven to heat your home. Don't overfill fireplaces or wood-burning stoves. Don't leave candles or open flames left unattended. And as Ryan just said, have working smoke alarms in your home. And I'll add, if you have that old Christmas tree in your house, get it the heck out of there. That's not going to do you any good at all. And the other thing is, make sure that you understand the way an extension cord works with amperage draw and the length of the cord. And you can find that easily online. But you got to have an extension cord if you're going to use one that's strong enough to carry the amperage draw, and I don't want to get into electricity here, but anyway, you got to have a strong enough extension cord. We'll come back, talk to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commission, about a whole bunch of things. Tommy Tucker here, WWL. It is 8:15, joined by Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
I haven't spoken to you, and I have my own rules as far as this goes, so Happy New Year.
Well, I'll reciprocate. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir. Let me start with these wildfires in California, and I just wonder about reinsurance. Could that wind up affecting what we pay here with the reinsurance market?
I think you can say it always can. It has the potential, but, you know, Tommy, we're talking about a global market. The reinsurance market is you know, as we've talked about before, there's markets all over the world, and there's companies all around the world that insure properties here and reinsure properties here. But also remember that we've just entered the 2025 year for reinsurance. And so while this looks, you know, to be a big event and potentially bigger, we still have an entire year worth of losses, worth of premiums coming in. So we just don't know at this time. You know, and I just say it's we're going to have to just take a, you know, wait and see what happens.
I have a good friend of mine that is an insurance agent that wanted me to ask you about new companies that are supposed to come into the state to write insurance. She says she hasn't heard of any at all, and that the only companies writing are companies that have already been here. Have any new companies come in, or is this like a long-range project. Tim, talk about that, if you will, please.
Yeah, look, and I think we've been saying this since day one. I mean, you know, and I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to say it. We didn't get in this crisis overnight. We're not going to get out of this crisis overnight, but we are going to get out of this crisis. And we you know, the legislature made some changes last year with regards to the property market to make Louisiana more attractive for them to come and do business. And those changes were made. Companies are coming back. We had a meeting and had a conversation yesterday with a company that is coming to Louisiana. They're going through the process. And we were just talking about, you know, what their efforts are and when they intend to start writing. So it's going to happen. It is happening. And, you know, I want to remind everybody, you know, Florida had one hurricane in 2021, Hurricane Ian, and that kind of blew up their property market, if you will. Their legislature held four special sessions over, I think, a year and a half time period to tackle that crisis. It took 18, 24 months before people started seeing their premium, their homeowners' premiums start to either flatten, and now in many, for millions of policyholders, go down in Florida. We just passed this legislation and, you know, last year. Some of it hasn't only been in effect except for the last 9 days. So it's going to take a little time. And I understand the frustration that a lot of people have. I get it. I mean, I'm about to get my homeowner's renewal next month. And I know, you know, I'm not looking forward to seeing what that is. But it causes people a lot of, you know, fear and frustration. But we are on the right path.
I was looking at the escrow amounts last weekend, Tim, as a matter of fact. So get ready. It's not going to be pretty. I'll tell you that. Let's talk about getting a house and cars ready for cold weather and trying to, I guess, prevent loss, right? That's the whole thing when it comes to insurance. If you can prevent loss, you're ahead of the game. Talk about that, if you will, about getting your car and house winter weather, winter weather ready.
Yeah,
I'll get it out.
Right. And look, we've started a new campaign called Be Insurance Ready. And part of that is just what you said. You know, and we do this before hurricanes. You know, we trim trees and branches back from our homes. We remove patio furniture so that it doesn't become part of the, you know, potential debris that may damage our property or our neighbor's property. We kind of know what to do there. When it comes to winter weather, while, you know, it doesn't happen frequently in Louisiana, it does happen. And you know, people, I think, for the most part, know what to do about wrapping your pipes and, similar things. You know, trim your tree limbs back if you need so you don't have, potentially, if we have an ice storm, limbs fall on your home or your car. But I think beyond that, Tommy, what I want people to start to really look at is their insurance policy and know that, for example, if your car is parked on, you know, out in your driveway and a limb falls on your car because it you know, there was freeze and it was heavy and broke. If you have comprehensive coverage on your auto, then you have coverage for your vehicle for that limb. If your pipes burst because they froze, you know, you have coverage under your homeowner's policy for that water damage. And that's what I really, you know, we're gonna kick up this effort this year to help people understand more about the insurance that they're buying and how it can help them when they have a claim.
Let's talk about, then when we come back, I'll take a break. We'll come back, talk about auto insurance rates and if any, what 2025 looks like for those and what can be done legislatively to address that, because that's something else I was looking at, because we all budget, right, for 2025, Tim, and I was looking at that and holy moly magoli, the money I spent with State Farm, you'd think they'd send that guy that does the commercials with, what's his name, Patrick Mahomes, over to my house. 821 traffic now, WWL. 824 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. Tim, somebody texted in and said you didn't answer the question if they added any new companies. I think you did. You said not yet, right?
Yeah, we have companies that are in the process of writing. So the answer is yes, we have companies coming back to Louisiana.
Okay, somebody else said there should be no reason my insurance portion of my escrow should equal my principal and interest. I am buying the house twice. That's a mathematical computation, but it all comes down to, and look, I was talking about budgeting for 2025, and we'll get to auto insurance in a minute and how much I pay State Farm for everything, but you can't force somebody to write, can you?
You can't, Tommy, and that's exactly what we've been doing with the regulatory changes and the legal changes that have been made in the legislature. And look, I caught a portion of your show earlier when you had Ms. Long from the NFIB, and you know you were talking about 2025 and being pessimistic, optimistic, and I think Ms. Long had noted that they're optimistic that the new administration in D.C. is going to make things more business friendly for the nation. You know, that's what we were doing and what we have done and will continue to do with regards to insurance, with regards to regulation and legislation. And, last year, with the support of the governor and the legislature, they made huge changes to our tax code, education, criminal justice reform. We made some property reform changes there, but where we still need to make some big and bold movement is in regard to auto insurance, to legal reform. And a lot of the factors that, that were mentioned, inflation, labor, that goes into everything, including the cost of insurance. But I can't do anything about inflation. I can't do anything about labor costs. So we're looking at the other cost drivers. And Tommy, when I say cost drivers, it means when a claim happens, and we're talking specifically to auto right now. When a claim occurs in Louisiana, an auto claim, it's more expensive in Louisiana than neighboring states, than most every other state. And we're looking at that. I was just reading a report this morning, the annual tort cost growth, so it grows about 7% every year. The annual tort cost. And think about, we talked about just inflation and labor, and it's 3%, 5%, 7%. Annual tort cost, 7% growth. In Louisiana in 2023, $409 million was awarded in nuclear verdicts in Louisiana. And a nuclear verdict means it was more than $10 million. Last year in 2024, there was one lawsuit, it just got settled, $220 million for an auto accident. One person was injured in that auto accident. We have got to start to control our medical cost, our legal cost, and that will help control our insurance cost. And we've got to take some big, bold movements. So in 2025, we're going to continue to push to have a special session to address this crisis. I don't think we can get it done just by having, once a year during a regular session, try and bring some legislation. And if we're not successful, everybody says, well, we'll come back next year and do it. You can't wait for another year. I can't wait for another year. Your listeners and the rest of the citizens of Louisiana can't wait another year. We have got to tackle this crisis now.
But big and bold actions require political will. And do you see that in a legislature?
Look, I know there's a lot of people over, and I'm sitting in my office, and I'm actually looking at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that work in that building that are wanting reform. And they know we need to have it. Like I just mentioned, the governor and the legislature, they have made some substantial, some big, bold changes in Louisiana to make us a more attractive place to do other business.
But tort
We've
reform
make sure
was
that
not
we add insurance into that. And
tort
bring
reform
that
was not
down.
Received so well last session, was it?
Well, look, that doesn't mean I'm not going to stop pushing for it, because it's the right thing to do, and it's what's needed for Louisiana, for the citizens and businesses of Louisiana. We're setting ourselves up for success on all these other areas that I just mentioned. We've got to make sure that we include insurance on it. There's no reason, Tommy, that we should be paying the highest cost for auto insurance in Louisiana.
How quickly could something like that turn around if there is the political will to change the tort environment in Louisiana? How quickly could that reflect itself or be reflected in lower auto insurance rates?
Never fast enough. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to change if we just keep doing the same thing. It's that change is never going to start. And I'm hesitant to say, it's 6 months, 18, 24 months, but the fact is we've got to do something different, because everybody right now knows that every year, that every time they get that renewal, it's going up and up and up, because we're not making the big, bold changes that we need to be doing.
What's the definition of insanity, huh? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Thank you, Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Brittany Witzel, Director of Charitable Giving for the Saints and Pelicans. They got some great shirts that are out that'll help the terror attacks and show your support for the community. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian McNulty. Did I call you Ian McNulty before?
I don't know, but I'll take that as an honor.
I didn't mean to. I guess I got Friday on my mind. We're going to talk to him tomorrow about eating and drinking in the 9 o'clock hour, as we always do, and it seems like it has been a long week. But the first week of the year traditionally is. A couple of thoughts here, you know, about this fire, and I talked about earlier, you know, you're only getting a tenth of an inch of rain between March and now, and when I said that about finding out facts before rushing to judgment, I got two texts, one accusing me of being too far to the left, another being too far to the right, so I guess I'm doing the right thing. I don't know. It just, if you go through something in your life personally, then you kind of extrapolate out from that. When I built the house, after it was over, I wanted this room to be bigger. I wanted the other room to be bigger. I wanted an outlet here. I wanted a faucet there. I wanted this here. I wanted a wall there. And in retrospect, it's easy to say that. But at the time, you were dealing with a budget and you only had so much money to spend. And it's the same thing, I think, when it comes to preparing for any emergency or disaster. You can do, they can do whatever needs to be done if you're willing to pay for it beforehand. But a lot of times people aren't, and they look back and then they start second guessing. Yesterday, people were at this city council hearing criticizing Colin Arnold for not showing up. Oliver Thomas was on camera saying he invited Colin Arnold. Colin Arnold is on record saying he never received an invitation to show up. So I don't know where the truth is on that. But I think before you just start jumping in a political line, it's best to find out what's true and what's not. For example, when it comes to auto insurance rates, I understand about, you know, soft tissue damage and torts and all of that. But how often do you see people going down the interstate texting on their phone at 90 miles an hour? That can't help. Right. So maybe looking at Bourbon Street attack. You had a nut job here. They had a vehicle and a gun. Got to look at that too, right? California fire, you got to look at the rainfall. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Saints and the Pelicans about their charitable efforts when we return on WWL. 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Another cold day today. Rainy tomorrow. And then it cools off again for the weekend and really not out of the 50s through next Friday, so you'll be able to keep your coat out. We were talking yesterday about the shirts that the Pelicans came out with and the Saints came out with, and I think they are pretty sharp looking. And Brittany Witzel joins us now, Director of Charitable Giving for the Saints and Pelicans. Talk about them. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about the shirts on both sides.
Of course. No, we were just really excited. They, you know, came out, and the demand to buy those and to be able to help just was overflowing. And so we knew we had to go ahead and get those out to the public. You know, we worked with both the NBA and the NFL to turn those around as quickly as possible. And just really excited that we have these great organizations to partner up with, be able to get those funds to, and get them activated and out to those victims as soon as possible.
Tell me about the shirts. For people, describe them if you can, because I did my best, but you might be able to do better.
So we're calling them just our NOLA Love shirts. They basically both have NOLA written on them with our Saints and Pelicans logos, as well as, you know, a heart in the O to kind of represent just all of us kind of coming together and really helping everybody. We have the, you know, Saints version. If you prefer that side, we got the Pelicans version. If you prefer that side, you can get both and represent, you know, both teams and, you know, just the love around the city overall. So both of them are available too for anybody to purchase online. You can go to NewOrleansSaints.com. You can go to Pelicans.com and go to our team stores. And once you buy them there, all the proceeds are going to be going back to the United Way, United for New Orleans Fund for the Pelicans, and the Greater New Orleans Foundation Tragedy Fund for the Saints.
The shirts are great looking. They got love in NOLA in the Saints font or in the Pelicans font. It's a black Saints shirt, right, and a blue Pelican shirt?
Correct.
And they look awesome, and the money goes to, again, Brittany?
So for the Pelicans, it's going to the United for New Orleans. That's the United Way Fund. They have, you know, already been boots on the ground. I mean, as much as I know, they were delivering meals to families in the hospital yesterday, getting them set up with laundry, even just those basic needs that people need right now, getting, you know, money in their hands for funeral and trauma-related expenses, not only for, you know, the victims' families who passed away, but also for all of the, you know, first responders and the, you know, workers within the quarter who are, you know, having troubles as well around this too. Same thing on the other end for the Saints. That's going to the Greater New Orleans Foundation. They have a tragedy fund as well, and they are, again, pulling all those funds in, boots on the ground. I mean, the great thing about, you know, this city is we're blessed to just have so many incredible nonprofits who really are, you know, ready to step up and even for the unthinkable, and kind of answer the call, you know, immediately. And so these were two organizations who, you know, called us immediately, said, hey, we're here ready to help. And we knew we had to, you know, step in and partner as much as we could.
One thing I do want to warn people about is whenever, you know, you come up with a good idea, somebody tries to scam people about where to get the shirts from.
Yes. The shirts are, you know, they're online specifically, go through our websites or the direct team shops. There are definitely people who like to mimic them, but those are the official shirts, and those are the shirts that the funds are actually going to be going to these foundations. So please make sure. They're also available in the team shops. I know I personally was at the Pelicans game last night, and the shirts were pretty much wiped out in there. So make sure when you go to the games, go grab your shirt first, and you know, you can even throw it on there for the game too.
And I was going to ask you about the supply for people buying them online. Do you have like a healthy supply of these things?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are going to keep them online for as much as the demand is there. We are ready to, you know, if anybody wants, you know, 1 to 100 shirts, we're ready to fulfill it.
We have a link on our website at WWL.com to buy the official shirt so that you know that your money's going to help the right people. Let me take a break. I want to talk a little bit more about the Gail and Tom Benson Disaster Relief Fund when we come back. Can we? And some
Absolutely.
Of the good work that the Gail and Tom Benson Foundation does. We'll take a break, come back. We're talking to Brittany Witzel, Director of Charitable Giving for the Saints and Pelicans. And one thing I know I wanted to say is that, and I've said this before, I think that one thing we all need to remember as fans is, although the Saints and Pelicans were devastated by injuries this season and the season's not going as we all would have preferred or as the Saints or Pelicans would have preferred, there's a lot to say about stability of ownership. And we'll talk more about that. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 853, 7 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking about the Saints and Pelicans, NOLA. And what is it? Love? Tell me what they are, Brittany.
NOLA Love
shirts. NOLA Love t-shirts. And it's a pretty cool looking shirt with the heart where the O should be in NOLA. And it's a Saints font, a black shirt for the Saints with the fleur-de-lis. It's a Pelicans logo and a blue shirt for the Pelicans. The money goes to, and again, for people that are just tuning in, Brittany, for the Saints it goes to?
For the Saints, it's going to the Greater New Orleans Foundation, their New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. And for the Pelicans, it's going to the United for New Orleans Relief Fund to United Way of Southeast Louisiana.
Get one of each, man. That's what I would say. Let's talk about, and again, get them from the official. You can go to WWL.com. You'll find the link. Or you can go to NewOrleansSaints.com, right? Or NewOrleansPelicans.com and get the shirts?
Just Pelicans.com, yeah.
Pelicans.com. And get the official shirt so that the money goes to the right place and nobody short-circuits this whole procedure. Talk about the charitable efforts of the Gail and Tom Benson Foundation, if you will, throughout the city. Because I think a lot of that goes underneath the radar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're really blessed to have such an incredible owner who really her heart is in giving the city and making sure that, you know, everybody is taken care of in a great way. And, you know, one of those things, even as recently, you know, you talked about the Disaster Relief Fund. We've partnered with Greater New Orleans Foundation for years, and they started last year the Disaster Relief Fund. And really, after one of the hurricanes happened, she knew that she wanted to make sure they had proactive funds to be able to tap into immediately when disasters strike. And so, you know, she did $1.25 million committed last July. And, you know, that's there ready to go for any tragedy that strikes the city. Unfortunately, this has been, you know, our first one since then. But even over the years, she's given, you know, $4 million just to those funds to be able to help in disaster relief. You know, really the biggest thing is not only is she helping, you know, the Greater New Orleans area, but our entire territory and really just making sure that those in need are taken care of to the best of her ability. So it really has been a blessing to be able to have somebody who cares so much about this city and about our region.
Thank you so much for your time, Brittany. I appreciate it. I really do. And I would advise everyone to go get the shirts at NewOrleansSaints.com or Pelicans.com and help out each organization. And they're good looking, and I'll be ordering some. I promise you that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Tommy.
You bet. And I do mean what I said about stability of ownership, because while the seasons have been disappointing and the player, you know, we did have a lot of injuries on both sides. Saints are looking for a new coach. There's a lot to be said about stability of ownership. And while some things take a while to change, some things can change overnight. You better watch what you ask for sometimes, because you might just get it in terms of owners with knee-jerk reactions. Let me just leave it at that. Next hour, we're going to talk to Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian. Since this Bourbon Street attack happened, we've tried to keep it accurate and factual as it relates to bollards and barriers and what happened before the terror attack, why they weren't being used, what we've learned since then. And one other thing I want to talk to Ramon about, and I think an unmentioned or maybe underreported, underappreciated part of this whole Bourbon Street attack, and I think it's part of the conversation about bollards and barriers, is if it had not been for that lift apparatus that was there, I don't know if you call it a bucket truck or whatever it wasn't really a truck, I guess, a bucket lift, I don't know how far that truck would have gone. So I think, I'm not saying you put bucket lifts as security devices, but I think that has to be part of the conversation about if that wasn't there, what would have or could have happened with an eye toward preventing something like this in the future. Now, we talked to Bobby Hebert, co-host of Sports Talk, former Saints quarterback. I was at the Sugar Bowl with him, and he is really a rock hunter. This guy, he knows a tremendous amount about football. He has forgotten more about football than most of us will ever know, but that's the least of what he knows. He is a renaissance man. He knows a lot about a lot of different things, so we always like to pick his brain. The funeral for President Carter is underway, and an interesting shot I'm looking at here of Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump sitting in the front row, along with Hillary Clinton. Bill is talking to Hillary. George W. Bush is just looking straight forward and not looking great, really. I don't know if he's putting a little bit of weight. But then you got Barack Obama talking to Donald Trump, and to be a fly on the wall and hear what was being said between them, or between all four, really, because, again, we think we know what happens. We think we know what the truth is. And then behind closed doors, who knows who says what to whom, right? So that's coming up. New Orleans, of course, is a caring community. We always have each other's back. The victims of the Bourbon Street terror attack and their families need our help. Greater New Orleans Foundation made it easy with the New Orleans New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. And, of course, we just spoke about the Pelicans shirts and the Saints shirts, the NOLA Love shirts. Monies raised will assist the families of the innocent victims and those who are seriously injured or impacted by tragedy. You can donate now by going to gnof.org, or you can go to NewOrleansSaints.com or Pelicans.com and get your shirts and help that way. And quickly, also, the investigation continues into that terror attack. The FBI receiving hundreds of tips. They still need your help. If you encountered the murderous coward Shamsuddin Dinjabar anywhere during his multiple visits to New Orleans, again, anywhere during his multiple visits, you may know something that the FBI could use, so why don't you call them at 1-800-CALL-FBI. That's 1-800-CALL-FBI. Tommy Tucker back in a flash on WWL.